First of all, I have to ensure that my observance of religious standards is not limited to holding a prayer book in my hand and a recital of rote prayer. Either my religion is the kernel of my existence. It, to me, the man whose religion is limited, in the case of a Jew, to Friday night and Saturday, or to a non-Jew to Sunday, and then during the rest of the week couldn't care a damn for his fellow man, that isn't religion. That's just a demonstration and show of some form of symbolism. To me, the religion has meant, as I say, this standard of morals and ethics. Worrying about the poor, to me, is as much a part of religion as standing and holding a prayer book. Care and consideration for the needy is an integral part of any individual's claim to be a decent living human being. My home has to be kosher, right? I know that we carry on some of the very, very ancient, I suppose you call them ancient, practices. We don't switch lights on or off on Sabbath, but that doesn't stop me having time switches, which give me all the modern technological benefit. Many of my religious people in Broughton Park don't have a television.
Right.
I enjoy television. Yeah. I'm selective about what I watch. But I, like, castrus in the house, separation of milk and meat, the dishes and things like that. Zozos on all the doors.
Internal doors as well.
Internal doors. I mean, prayers, well, you've referred to the fact that even in the army, I put my phylacteries on every morning and pray right. 3 times a day. That still goes on.